Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to pivot here and talk about the speech, the college speech that every graduate needs to hear. So many students today are going to college, and you know, Steve and I, we went to the same college and graduated, and you have all these ideas and these hopes and plans, and you have family that are encouraging you. You know, my dad, he didn't want me to go to college. He says, you got to learn a trade. He wanted me to learn how to do air conditioning. I said, Dad, I'm not too good with my hands. I mean, you don't want me fixing your air conditioning. Trust me.
He's not.
But sorry, Dad, I went to college, and but he was against it. He said, nope, you got to learn a trade. He wanted me to learn a trade. And so many today really need to learn a trade because, you know, so we have so many people going to school, but yet the cost of tuition, Steve.
It's getting higher.
It has increased so much more than inflation. And so many students can't find a job upon graduation. They're so loaded down with debt. I mean, enough debt to purchase, you know, you would think they would have bought a house with that, but they have an education. But they're not making the return on this investment. I want you to watch his Prager videos. George Willis talks about the speech that every college student should hear, but they may not hear. Watch this.
College commencement addresses often are collections of bromides and boring advice. You know what I mean. Go forth, graduates, and save the planet. You are the nation's hope. You have worked hard and learned much from devoted faculty. And don't forget to floss and to use sunscreen. Boring. Just once, a commencement speaker should puncture the smug complacency and cloying self-congratulation on campuses. Someone should give the following commencement address. Members of the graduating class, you who are about to receive your diploma should also receive an apology from this university and a refund of a large portion of the tuition you have paid. You have been cheated, bilked, propagandized, and badly educated. Your tuition has been much too costly, for which you can blame the federal government and the avarice of the university. Washington has produced a bubble in higher education just the way it produced the bubble in housing. Some government planners decided that too few people owned homes. So the planners decided to force an increase in home ownership. They lowered lending standards for people seeking a mortgage. This produced a glut of subprime loans and subprime borrowers, and then a crash. Next, some government geniuses decided that there were too few college students, so government made student loans and other tuition subsidies easier to get. Of course, colleges and universities responded by increasing tuition to capture these government subsidies, which is why the cost of college has been rising 4 times faster than the rate of inflation. The cost of college has increased faster than the cost of health care. There is now well over $1 trillion of student loan debt. There is more student loan debt than credit card debt or than auto loan debt. Most of you are graduating today with debt. In effect, you are graduating with a mortgage but no house. And what did you get for all this expense? A subprime education. Today's students study many fewer hours a week than students did a generation ago, but they are getting higher grades. This, too, is a result of government creating perverse incentives. The government money gives colleges and universities a powerful incentive to admit more and more students. Inevitably, this means more and more students who are marginally qualified or unqualified. Many of these will pay tuition for a few semesters and then leave school with debt but no degree. Others will plod along, paying tuition, piling up debt, and eventually getting a degree, but not in 4 years. You have seen the T-shirts that read, "College, the best 7 years of my life." Those of you who majored in gender studies or women's studies or ethnicity studies or cinema deconstruction or any other of today's academic fads, to you I have this advice. When this commencement ceremony is over and you take off your cap and gown, do not bother looking for a job. instead go straight to the unemployment office. This university did not equip you to add value to the American economy. Soon, this university's office in charge of alumni giving will ask you for money. Your response should be, "Are you kidding?" Instead of sending money to this university, just send a schedule of your student loan repayments. If this campus is like most campuses, you have been living in a community of enforced conformity. When you leave and enter the real world, you are in for a shock. If this is a typical campus, it has a speech code. It has forbidden and punished speech that did not conform to fashionable political pieties. If this is a typical campus, it has used its speech code to teach you that you have a special entitlement, that you are entitled to pass through life without hearing any speech that annoys, depresses, confuses, offends, or otherwise distresses you. If this campus is like many campuses, it has a free speech zone, a small, isolated, inconvenient space where students are allowed to exercise First Amendment rights. But guess what? Off campus, out in reality, no one recognizes this entitlement. You are going to discover that the Constitution makes the rest of America, all of it, a free speech zone. This school has restricted speech in order to protect your tender sensitivities and to protect your feelings from being hurt. When you leave this campus, you will have to unlearn the silliness you have been taught here, the idea that you deserve to be treated as a frail flower. So, graduates, you have been saddled with debt and bad ideas. Good luck. You are going to need it. There. That would be a commencement address worth hearing. But a university sensible enough to invite such a speaker would be a university that does not need to hear such an address. I'm George Will for Prager University.
This is so, you know, powerful, and there's really so much to unpack here. We have so little time, but we're going to do our best because maybe we need to relook at how we do education. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. So much that I know people that have over $100,000 in debt to go to college. Yeah. And, you know, how do we get here? So I think that so many, you know, generations past, they just encourage so many of the young people, you know, go to school, get a college. Job. Because, you know, my grandfather worked very hard in his life, and that they could, that was their dream. They felt that if you had an education, you know, you can do so many things. And we're not against education. I mean, Steve and I both have degrees, and education is good. But what have we done with the cost for education? And have we explored multiple ways that you can be educated? What happens to the apprenticeship or the internships or even volunteering? Today, employers want to know that you have a skill set. What can you do day one? And I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of times young people, I think we're putting so much pressure on them, trying to help them to pick a major at 18 years old that you're going to commit to 4 years of learning.
And you end up getting a job not even in your very area of expertise.
That happens all the time. Yeah. You know, how could you know at 18 possibly what you're going to spend the rest of your life? And if we're going to ask you to make a $50,000, $60,000 investment, we hopefully should be able to help you get a job on the back end of that, because we're going to be receiving those income, you know, on the front end. And recently, Goldman Sachs just – this is an investment firm. This is an investment company that invests money here. They're saying, we're not particularly sure. We'll relate this to you. This was in CNNmoney.com. where they said, not sure if college is going to be the best investment. They're saying companies like Facebook and Google are going to most probably come up with their own curriculum where they can be training their own employees. They're saying that websites like lynda.com is the way to go for you to get some real certifications, walking away with some knowledge, practical things that you can begin to you know, put to work day one. Remember that the sum total of your education is not just what you learn in a textbook, but it's based upon the experiences of life. It's based upon you actually learning and being willing to learn and invest that in others, you know?
Well, I've been thinking about, you know, even, you know, what is wisdom but just a proper application of knowledge? And there's many people that are just like an encyclopedia. They can spout off a whole bunch of knowledge, but what wisdom do they have? That's the big difference.
And all you're getting, get knowledge, but get wisdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.